Imagine if one day you suddenly discovered the tenets that have governed your life through no choice of your own have been undeniably broken. This is exactly where protagonist Soren Johansson finds himself at the start of Stephen Peck's novella, A Short Stay in Hell. I'm Malcolm Foster from KWBU with this week's edition of Likely Stories. Soren Johansson was a good man, a faithful husband, a loving father, and a devout Mormon. But when Soren dies of brain cancer at the age of 45, he finds the afterlife he was expecting doesn't exist. Instead, he, along with everybody else who didn't dedicate themselves to the ancient belief of Zoroastrianism, is placed in a bespoke hell, an underworld based on the Library of Babel by Jorge Luis Borges. The library to which Soren has been sent is billions of light years deep. It contains every book ever written, alongside every book that could conceivably be written. An almost infinite inventory, the vast majority of which is absolute gibberish. However, if Soren can find the one book which tells the complete story of his life, he'll escape his torment. Stephen Peck's version of hell is a really strange but curious setting. It's a place in which human measurements of time still apply, yet people who have died before and after Soren coexist in the same space. All inhabitants of the library find themselves in the peak of physical and mental well-being. There are rooms with beds in which those cast down to hell can sleep, kiosks which can produce whatever food or drink is desired, and the occupants of this particular abyss can, and do, die. But when morning comes, no matter their physical state, they're reset to start another day. As Soren searches for the book of his life within this liminal realm, he tries things that his belief structure on Earth wouldn't allow him to experience. He finds and loses both love and friendship, and he also bears witness to how the worst of human behavior will find a way to emerge, even on celestial planes. He also becomes well-versed in isolation and loneliness, which gives the book space to question the value, density, fragility, and double-edged essence of time. To live forever has always appealed to us humans, but truly, who in their right mind wants to outlast the lifespan of multiple universes? Especially when you have very little to read. Both a deeply engaging thought experiment and a poignant meditation on existence, A Short Stay in Hell also brings to focus the realization that the moments in which we feel most alive are exactly that, moments, and that the relationships we cherish most are all too fleeting, even if they last beyond 1,000 years.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. To hear this or past episodes of Likely Stories, visit our website at kwbu.org. Just look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.